Politicians and advocacy groups pushing for a referendum to recognise Aboriginal people in the Constitution are being warned not to take the support of Indigenous Australians for granted. In the next fortnight, the Prime Minister and opposition leader will meet with dozens of Indigenous leaders to discuss the best form of wording for a referendum question. But some prominent Aboriginal voices say rallying Indigenous support behind a vote will require more work. Bill Birtles reports.
At a bookshop in the inner Sydney suburb of Glebe, priest, lawyer and author Frank Brennan's latest work on the state of the Aboriginal rights movement was a hot seller.
Do you want to get one signed?
To
Joelle. J-O-E-L-L-E.
Among this crowd, it wasn't hard to find voices firmly in support of Indigenous constitutional recognition.
There's obviously broad sympathy in the Australian community for recognising Aboriginal people in the Australian Constitution. The hard work is working out what would be the terms of that, and that could only be done in the end if we had something which won the support of most Indigenous leaders.
Winning that support may be trickier than first thought. Recognise, the advocacy group leading the push for a referendum, commissioned a poll showing 87% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders would back a yes vote. But a recent online survey by social media outlet Indigenous X has cast some doubt on that. The man behind it, Luke Pearson, says his self-selecting poll's methodology can be questioned, but the results, showing much lower levels of support, can't be ignored.
We have a phenomenally wide range of views on a whole number of issues. And when it comes to, you know, government-driven processes on any level, there's a desire to have guarantees that we're going to actually see real change and meaningful outcomes. So, you know, I'm open for the idea of constitutional change, but before I say yes to that, I want to read it in great detail and I want to hear from a lot of different people about what that would exactly mean.
That view's been backed by Cape York Indigenous leader Noel Pearson, who told Brisbane's 98.9 radio that a true gauge of support can't happen until the details of the referendum question are worked out.
It is misleading to say that there's X level of, you know, a certain level of support when people haven't been asked in relation to a specific question or anything.
The ABC has obtained a draft of recommendations from a parliamentary committee examining the referendum question. In the draft, the committee urges the government to consider a constitutional convention to raise awareness. The co-convener of Recognise, Tanya Hosh, says ensuring a successful referendum will depend on a credible process.
If we just stick even with the principles in the absence of a final model at the moment, which is really about dealing with the racial discrimination that's enabled through the Constitution and the lack of recognition of the First Australians in the Constitution, that they're basic principles. And for most Australians, they are telling us continually they just want to see this change happen and don't want us to wait a day longer than is necessary.
Are you worried at all about the level of Indigenous support given that recent survey by Indigenous X?
No, I'm not. I'm really confident about the kind of rigour and care that we take in our polling and research. I think it's good that there are Aboriginal people, you know, determined to make sure that they canvass, you know, the thoughts that they and their networks hold, but I don't think that it all takes away from the strong support that we see demonstrated time and again in this campaign over the last 3 years.
Tanya Hosh, the Joint Campaign Director of the Recognise Campaign, speaking to Bill Birtles.